This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, we're going to do a little cause and effect now. The cause being the Russian invasion of Ukraine more than a year ago. The effects being almost everything, upsets in global security to disruptions in global trade. Specifically for us right now, the trade in Russian petroleum products. There are Western sanctions on Russian energy in place, yes, but other countries are still buying it. They're just farther away than Russia's main European market used to be. And that is causing some headaches for everybody else who wants to and needs to ship energy commodities across the water. Marketplace's Lily Jamali covers energy for us.
If you thought oil markets were volatile, try shipping, whose extremes Nicholas Watt, head of freight pricing at Argus Media, likens to surge pricing on Uber.
If you're leaving a football game or a concert, you've got a lot of people that want to take an Uber, and you'll notice, oh my, you know, it's three times higher the cost than I would normally expect.
But you still have to get home.
So you pay it. And it's the same sort of thing with tankers.
Demand for tanker services has surged as sanctions have forced Russia to sell a whole lot less oil to Europe and more to other parts of the world.
That flow is now largely going to India or to China, so that's a longer haul route.
As a result, the tankers that move it are tied up for longer, and that's affecting the entire global market for those tankers. Over the last 2 months, the average cost that producers pay to ship fuel and petroleum has more than doubled. Dylan Simpson, freight analyst at Vortexa, says we can't count on a lot of new tankers to ease the crunch.
Until, I think, about 2025, there's going to be decreasing growth in the fleet size globally.
Builders are keeping busy producing other kinds of ships, says Jason Miller, interim chairperson of Michigan State's Department of Supply Chain Management.
New capacity under construction in the ocean space. It's tied up right now in building container ships as well as liquefied natural gas ships,
which are all the rage right now. So for now, it will be older tankers moving Russian fuel those longer distances, and that'll have climate impacts for a sector that Miller says is already one of the biggest contributors to greenhouse gas emissions. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.